Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and you're going to be, I know you're very excited about our next guest. Sam Norwood is back with us, as you know very well. Now for almost 10 years, Sam has been bringing us the Tatum survey of business conditions. And every month he polls his partners across the country, and they give him answers to his questions, and he compiles that into a handy-dandy report that we can use and benefit from. And he's here. He's back with us today, but he's also brought somebody with him. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me introduce Mark Rosenman, our Tatum, our Director of Knowledge Management.
Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Mark, and we're glad you're going to be our fresh meat today. And by the way, Sam, you're going to be out for about 3 months.
About 3 month voyage. It's a pretty exciting moment in my life, and so I'm giving the baton here to Mark, and he's fully capable of taking my place. And heck, when I get back, I might not even have a job to do this anymore.
No, you're always welcome here, Sam. But you're gonna take a cruise. You're not gonna take a cruise. You're gonna be the cruise. You're taking a 20-foot boat from South Carolina to Bermuda up to Nova Scotia. And then back down the east seaboard to over in a 3 month period. You and one crew member in about 3 months. You're going to make that trip in a 20-foot sailboat.
Yes, and for me, it's something I've always wanted to do, and it's now about to happen. It's a little unusual to do it in a 20-foot sailboat, but this boat is made for the green water and ocean passages. So I think we'll be safe and we'll have some fun. It'll be a big adventure.
Sam, I feel I'm excited for you, but I feel compelled to say this just in case. It's been great knowing you.
Has some anxiety along those lines.
I don't want to be morbid, but I mean, I feel like I got to say that because I mean, it's been great knowing you. Who knows? You might come back, and I might not be here. We never know about these things. Hey, Sam. Mark, you've been thrown into the fire here, into the crucible with me and Sam. I want to, as you know, I was just talking about this high frequency trading, these computer algorithms, this program trading, and how I think it created a problem yesterday on Wall Street, and why that kind of behavior, that kind of activity, is making billions for the people on Wall Street, but when it goes bad, it hurts Main Street, and that's at cross purposes with us, Sam, and that's what I'm upset about. What do you think?
Well, this program trading is a two-edged sword, but yesterday it went way out of whack, and it hurts everybody, including the traders. I would bet that most people didn't make money on that yesterday, and it was just a terrible event, and who would have predicted that after the machine takeover of the trades would cause this kind of a problem. But fortunately, it fixed itself pretty quickly.
Well, it did, but still, Sam, this has the potential. This kind of behavior, Mark, has the potential to create something that could trigger a cascade that could go globally and that from which people we might not recover. And that's my point about something like that they've created up there, these potential monsters they've created to make them wealthy, has all the negative and very little of the gain for Main Street. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think that's right. At Tatum, we serve primarily mid-market clients, emerging growth and closely held companies. And these are companies whose fortunes are pretty well tied to their owners and investors' personal fortunes. And when you see the sorts of swings in the stock market that mean significant swings in these folks' net worth, I think it does have an impact on small and mid-sized business.
Some of your folks have covenants in their sophisticated borrowing activity that depend upon the financial statement of the cosigner.
Absolutely true. And when we look at our survey and we look at our clients sweating out things like order backlogs and capital expenditures, there really does seem to be a growing gulf between Main Street and Wall Street. Now, I know it's been said a million times and maybe it's been somewhat overdone, but I think it's really true. And
yeah.
And these kinds of this kind of volatility in the capital markets, I think really does have an impact on business that's not entirely productive.
Hold on to that thought, Mark. Good comments. Well done there. Sam Norwood, Mark Rosenman, and I will be right back. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.